Sideline View on a Saturday afternoon, more grassroots level sport. We're catching up with Mr. Netball, Ian Engle. How are you, mate?
I'm well, thanks. You can drop that Mr. Netball, come on.
That's your thing.
That's an old joke, that one.
There's no good joke like an old joke, if you ask me. Mate, a new season coming towards you. You must be excited after the last couple of years, surely.
Yeah, we got away last year and got the presentation done. We didn't get the finals done, so we awarded gold, silver and bronze medals to correspond with the Olympics that were on that year. Mm-hmm. And the teams that came first, second and third on the minor premiership, they received the medals. So we didn't get to those semis and finals, unfortunately. And this year we'll start off with the committee's organised again. We've got enough members for the committee.
That's always good news.
Yeah, a new president, Josh Kelly. And just like to thank Louise Martin for all the work she's done over the last couple of years for us as the past president. And Mark Bowditch has stepped up into vice president as well. So there's a couple of new blokes in there to keep it going.
Yeah, look, it takes a small core to make these things work. So well done to everybody who's put their hand up who may never have done it before. Pre-season, that coming up soon?
Yeah, we've got a pre-season coming up on, I think our first week's the 19th of March and then the 26th of March and then whatever one comes after that. What we need, bud, is we need team names by the 7th of March, which is this coming Monday. And we need people to – that allow us to get a draw going and hopefully get a few grades. And we're also trying to get a mixed competition, which I think you might have mentioned for me last week.
Did mention it a couple of times, yes.
Yeah, we're trying to get some mums and dads playing, some boyfriends and girlfriends and people like involved in netball, and we're running that up there as well.
Is that going to be on Saturday as well?
It's going to be on the Saturdays as well at this stage, and we're going to see how it goes.
I wish I could play, mate, but I'm doing the sport show.
Oh, mate.
I would have. I really would have. I've always wanted to play netball. I coached my daughter's team several years ago and always looked like fun.
Yeah, it looks like fun, but I'm not going to play it. Bit hard. I got sacked last night at training from just doing ball games activity, so I don't think there's much chance anyone want me on their netball team.
This is a great advertisement for joining the mixed netball team.
So anyway, if anyone wants to nominate or give us some interest in expression of interest, if they could do that on the Facebook page for Muswellbrook Netball, which I know very little about. I'm not really a computer man at the moment.
Just Google Muswellbrook Netball, you find something for sure.
Yeah, you will find something, I'm sure you will. Okay, we've got three rep teams present in training, ready for the rep season. As I said, last year we got right through to the state carnival, but then it was cancelled due to COVID. So this year we're hoping to go one more, get all those early carnivals in, and then get ourselves away to the state carnival, which should be, I think, for the 15th should be the long weekend, and for the 14th and the 13th will be the beginning of the school holidays.
Indeed. And finally, we did touch on it a moment ago in regards to the committee, but you're always on the lookout for volunteers, aren't you, Ian?
Yeah, always on the lookout. And this year, New South Wales Netball is organising a Volunteers Week, which will be from May the 16th to the 22nd, I understand. And certificates are being presented for every 5 years of service. So if there's any families out there or friends of past members, if they could contact the Muswellbrook Netball face page again and let them know, then we can organise those certificates to be organised from New South Wales Netball and given out on May 16th or 22nd. If they can get those in by March the 7th, that'd be really great, but I don't think that'll happen.
If you enjoy grassroots level sport and kids just having fun, and also one of the best canteens in the Upper Hunter.
Oh, yes.
This is a good reason to join the Muswellbrook Netball Association, isn't it, mate?
There is, mate. It's very, very good canteen up there at the moment. Kelly's doing a great job up there as our person looking after it and getting a lot of help from the parents. So there's lots of things happening in the canteen. So we're hoping to have a good year. I mean, our numbers have probably dropped off a little bit, as I was talking to you about before we came on air. And I'm just wondering if that's due to COVID or people just a bit afraid to come out again at the moment or whether they've found something else to do. I don't really know. But we're hoping we'll get some members back and get our season going again.
I have a feeling it will be a bit of a slow start. We've sort of been used to being stuck in the house for the last couple of years. And now, you know, you talk to a mate who's playing netball and you go, actually, you know what, I'd like to give that a go. I'm sure it will build up over time.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. Okay, thank you very much.
Mr. Netball Ian Engle, thank you very much for joining us as always on the Sideline View.
That's great. I'll try and get back next week.